Am I the Jerk? Thank you, Matt. And thank you to all the P1s that sent in their scenarios. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. Here's one. Dear Invasion, am I the jerk? I hate glitter. I hate it with a passion. I avoid it like the plague. Is there any object out there with you guys like that, that you just can't stand, that doesn't like glitter?
Glitter just gets everywhere, all over everything.
And it's always pretty
forever.
Tough to,
sand
to get off
is
of
kind
of
like that too. If you go to the beach.
Yeah. Tara from next door yesterday in our meeting brought by a pickle jar that had, it was glitter pickles.
Right.
And I don't think there is any other substance that is like glitter, where it is maybe one of the most annoying tiny pieces of matter that you can actually see. Because every year we do the Christmas stuff, whether you've got glitter all over your bags and your wrapping paper, and it's just all over.
Yeah, you can't even go to certain establishments without bringing it home or anything like that. Anyway. This year at my in-laws, a massive table piled high with wrapping paper, bows, and all sorts of wrapping accessories constituted the primary gift wrapping station for the family. As I sat down to wrap my own gifts, I realized the work area was splattered with glitter, undoubtedly left behind from bags, bows, ornaments that covered the area at some point. I cleaned it up furiously, inspecting the surface of the table for any speck of the devilish substance. Soon enough, the table was clean and my gifts were wrapped and under the tree, glitter-free. During the family gift exchange, I received a nice scarf and toboggan combo from my sister and brother-in-law, a very nice gift. But as I unpacked it further, it became painfully obvious that they hadn't taken the same care at the wrapping station that I had. The items were laden with glitter, specks sparkling in the glow of the Christmas lights on the tree. I thanked the in-laws for the gift, set it on the table, and then making sure that those gifts were not infected with the indestructible demon matter. Like, this dude really hates glitter.
Man, I like that, demon matter.
In a secret moment, I carefully eased the scarf and toboggan combo into an airtight Ziploc storage baggie so it wouldn't contaminate any of my other gifts, and put it among the things I would pack up to take home from the in-laws. When I got home with all of my things from my Christmas travels, I walked into the house, walked straight into the kitchen with all of my things in my arms, and dropped the baggie with the glitter-infested items straight into the trash. My wife says I'm a terrible person for doing this. I say my sister and brother-in-law are terrible people for giving me a glitter-infested scarf and toboggan combo.
Okay.
We have mutually decided to let the invasion be the tiebreaker between us. So tell me, invasion, am I the jerk?
This is so bizarre, but I have to say that it's obvious, because if you really like the gift you got, then you would be, all right, it's got some glitter on it, but man, this is an awesome gift. So it leads me to believe, I don't really want this anyway, plus it has glitter on it, trash. So are you the jerk if you acted excited when you open it and they have no idea that you threw it away? I would say no. But I always hesitate when I get a gift from somebody, relative-wise especially, that what if they come over sometime and they remember they gave me something? At least try to wear it in front of them once or something.
Yeah, it's cold outside. Where's the hat and toboggan set that we gave you for Christmas? I think that would be perfect for this weather.
Yeah.
I might have a similar scenario. So I got a custom jersey this year for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Your name on the back?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
My Little League.
Chiefs jersey?
No.
Uh-oh.
It was my Little League numbers on the back, too. It's a baseball jersey. It's a Rangers jersey.
But your Little League number and your name on the back.
My last name on the back.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wear it.
You know, I acted real, glad that it was, thank you so much. This is really, really cool. It's still in the plastic.
Are you never planning on wearing that jersey?
I really.
Rangers season is upon us.
I really hadn't planned.
You look great. You have the Rangers hat on. You go great with that jersey.
I know. You might have to get
Who is Mejia?
Opening day song.
Yeah, he's on
uniform.
The top 40. Don't worry.
I like it. So the person that gave it to you, do you see them often?
They're very, very close to me, yes.
Well, if they listen to show,
I don't think that they're listening. I don't think
your wife gave you that jersey?
No, this is my mom.
Oh, come on, Travis.
And they
mom.
Tried so hard. They really did.
It's so great. He's going to love this. His name is on the back. It's like he's a Ranger.
Dude, and they were like, my wife found out about it like 2 or 3 weeks before, and she's like, you're not going to believe what you're getting for Christmas.
I tend to side with the wife. Like, I know glitter is annoying, yeah. and if you hate it, that's fine. Yeah. But that's a really nice gift.
But
and
throwing it away.
They didn't do it on purpose and just walk in and throw it right in the trash.
Because it's a toboggan and what? A scarf or something? That can be washed.
Yeah, I was kinda, right. Yeah. I mean, doesn't glitter, because.
He just hated the toboggan.
I mean, how do strippers get rid of glitter? There has to be a way.
Stripper bath.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's a way.
Well, see, so there you go. So you could have been like, yeah, I hate to say it, man, but I tend to lean that he's the jerk.
I do too. I think I'm leaning toward the wife. So sorry about that. Yes, you are the jerk. All right. I recently figured out that my local grocery store puts a lot of its prime meat cuts on discount every Sunday morning to get ready for the Monday shipments. I've made it my routine to stock up every week on the sales to freeze the meat for later use the following weeks. This past Sunday, I was loading up on about 8 separate packs of 2 thick cut pork chops discounted at $1.99 a pound, down from $7.69 a pound, into my basket looking to save about $12 a pack depending on the size of each pack. Another shopper looking down from the other end of the aisle asked, "Are you going to share some of that with everyone else?" I came up with an excuse that I am having a lot of family over tonight for a big meal and took off down the aisle to finish my shopping as they looked on in disgust at my full basket and the empty shelf next to the discounted signs. Am I the jerk for wiping out each Sunday's selection of discounted products to save 80 plus bucks each time because it's first come, first serve? Or should I leave some? I leave some for the others.
This is why we have odd government rules at times, because humans can't police themselves. Because at the core of it, if it's first come, first serve, and they don't have a sign or it's something that says, hey, this is a great deal, limit 2 per person or limit 4 per person, then of course, you'll approach it and be like, hey, wow, I'm glad I'm here. All of it for me. It's the take one, please, candy bowl at Halloween. Like, hey, we're not here. We still want to provide for you kids so you can have a good night. Take one, please. And there's always one kid who goes, it's all for me.
It's like when Donovan goes shopping for cereals. He just right. kind of scoops them all into the bag.
I don't buy them all at the same time.
How many do you have in your house right now again?
11? They've been there for a long time.
Uh-huh. It's hard to say that this guy is the jerk.
I know, because he knows was there first. And he figured out the...
And he took advantage of what the situation was, but...
Feels like clearing off the shelves. A little bit right. of a jerk move.
Like, I would say, if no one's there, then you're just like, whatever, I'm here. Maybe, but if somebody goes, hey, I was going to get some of that too, could I have a couple of those? And you're like, oh no. That's kind of where I wonder, like, why not? Do you really need all of that?
There are a couple of businesses that do their marketing on TikTok that basically run this as an ad. They have somebody come by in like a store and like take all of the product off of the shelf and put it in their basket, and somebody else will walk up and be like, I was trying to get them. Well, you didn't get here in time because I've got them all, and they walk away.
It's a sticky situation, I say, because if he figured out a loophole in the system and you're saving a ton of money by just having this meat and freezing it, you know, I kind of, and especially if they don't have limits on it, I'm kind of saying I don't see that he's doing anything wrong. But if there's someone there.
It's also not the right thing either.
That's actively looking at it. And I probably would say, all right, you want a couple of these because I have 12 of them. I'll give you a couple and then I can just go about with my 10 packs of pork chops and go about my business and I'll still be fine.
Yeah, he hands them all of the ugliest pieces of meat, because the discount section is, it can be a little hit and miss on what's still good and what's not.
So I think you're leaning toward the dude that's grabbing all the meat being a jerk, right?
Yeah, but he didn't technically do anything wrong. I lean more at the store.
It's not about am I wrong. It's am I the jerk?
Yeah, so he was a jerk wrong. In this situation. But the store is the bigger jerk for not realizing that humans have no concept of other people on the planet. And by putting a sign down being like, hey, limit a normal size of what you would normally come in here and get so that other people can enjoy this discount as well.
Just a sign that says, be cool. Just be cool.
And then somebody walks up and flips it off and goes, takes it all anyway.
All right. Yeah, I kind of lean toward him not being one, but it's understandable if someone's there still looking at it and you're just throwing them all in your basket, that is 100% jerk move. And I would probably offer that person, hey, if you want to get a couple of these, but if you're just saying it just for the hell of it and worrying about someone in the future, I don't care about that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the strawberry lady that was picking through all of the strawberry boxes and loading up her box with the good ones. where like you're just getting all the good stuff and leaving nothing for everybody else.
I mean, reality of it is, I think we all buy more when we see something that we regularly consume is on a great deal. You go, man, I'm gonna eat these anyway. I'm gonna get 10 when I normally would get 2 but I'll save them and stock up. That's where to me, it's on the store, man. It's hard to put it on that guy.
So the store is the jerk in this situation.
Yeah, you are a big jerk.
All right, it's 1010. That is Am I the Jerk for this week? Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. Send in those scenarios and we'll decide if you are or if you are not a jerk.